My name is Chris Galen. I'm Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation in Arlington, Virginia.
Chris, this week, NMPF, along with the International Dairy Foods Association, came out with a letter against a new proposal from the World Health Organization. Can you share a little bit more about what's happening?
Well, the letter really asks Congress to weigh in and provide oversight into a process that the U.S. government is doing in contributing to the World Health Organization and its guidance on the inappropriate marketing of foods for infants and young children. So we are certainly against any inappropriate marketing of inappropriate foods, but what is giving the dairy industry here pause for thought is that right now the WHO is proposing to really restrict the marketing of various milk products for children up to age 3. So this goes way beyond encouraging things like breastfeeding for infants, which I think we can all agree is a sound idea. But the WHO takes this way beyond that point and would basically say that we should not allow, if you are part of the WHO, which the U.S. government is, should not allow the marketing of things like yogurt or cheese or fluid cow's milk to kids, even though they're way past infancy. So that's why this is really concerning to us and why we've asked Congress to weigh in here to make certain that the full weight of the U.S. government is felt by the WHO as they move forward to finalizing this document.
Do you have any idea where this push came from, and has it been an issue in the past?
This proposed guidance came out from the WHO at the beginning of the year. And just as a reminder for your listeners, Nicole, the WHO is part of the United Nations. It's the arm of the UN, which monitors disease outbreaks and assesses the health systems around the globe. And so when they come out and say something appropriate, or in this case, inappropriate regarding dairy foods and dairy marketing, it has implications not only here in the U.S., but particularly in a lot of other countries around the world, which is why this is so concerning. So to your point, this came out kind of out of nowhere at the beginning of the year. We were part of a coalition of some other food and agriculture groups that raised some concerns. The WHO went back and made some very minor revisions to their guidance, but this latest version, which came out a few weeks ago, still runs counter to the established science that is highlighting milk's unique nutritional attributes. And so that's why we put out this letter earlier this week to Congress asking them to insist that the WHO go back to the drawing board and conduct a much more thorough analysis of the scientific basis for why they're doing this, because it really runs counter to a lot of the accepted nutritional advice that our own government puts out, as well as other governments around the world. And just as a reminder here, Nicole, the irony is that at the same time this draft guidance was first released, the U.S. government, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of USDA, came out with the once every 5 years version of the dietary guidelines, which said that, yeah, dairy products are an important part of people's diets of all ages, and that it's appropriate, particularly for young kids, to consume several servings a day of dairy products.
As this moves forward, how is NMPF and others in the industry staying involved?
Well, basically what we are doing is being part of a larger coalition that is monitoring this, that has raised objections to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which is the main federal agency that interacts with the WHO on these types of issues. And now with this letter, certainly weighing in with Congress saying, hey, you folks need to be aware of this because Congress does have a legislative function and also an oversight function of federal agencies like the HHS, as well as helping to regulate the U.S. involvement with the United Nations, ultimately, and the WHO, again, is part of the United Nations. So this is why it's very concerning for us. It just flies in the face of common sense, and it also contradicts all the credible nutrition research, international research, which says that dairy foods, once kids are past infancy, can be an appropriate part and really need to be a valued part of their diets.
And Chris, any other comments?
Well, this is something that's been frustrating for us because we really don't know why the WHO is trying to advance this. Again, it's one thing to say that breastfeeding is an important part of an infant's life. We don't disagree with that at all. What we are very concerned with, though, is that as kids are weaned or as they are introduced to other foods, that certainly cow's milk products with the appropriate fat levels, with the appropriate carbohydrate levels, and with the added vitamins that they often provide, they are an important part of little kids' diets. And this WHO guidance does not reflect that common sense wisdom, doesn't reflect the acknowledged science on this matter, and that's why we really want the WHO to go back and rethink what it is ultimately going to do with this guidance.
Does it just rule out cow milk, or is it all types of dairy that are produced?
It basically would say that you could not market or promote various milk products. I'd have to go back and see if it includes other types of milks. But you know, in this country as well as around the world, the primary source of dairy products, apart from mom, are cow's milk products. Depending on where you are, in some developing countries, obviously they have some other types of animals. But in terms of a commercial marketing standpoint, cows are by far the leading source of dairy nutrition. And the emphasis is not just on dairy here, but it's on nutrition. They represent an important part of nutrition that you can't just make up by consuming plant-based alternatives.